This is West Virginia Morning. I'm Beth Voorhees. Opponents are already vowing to sue the government in order to block new environmental rules from taking effect. The plan unveiled by President Barack Obama this week is aimed at dramatically cutting emissions from U.S. coal-fired power plants. Obama warned that if nothing is done about climate change, it will threaten future generations. And he said the carbon dioxide limits are the biggest step the country has ever taken against global warming. The Bureau of Business and Economic Research at West Virginia University has been watching the downturn of the coal industry for years. We talked with its director, John Deskins.
When this power plan was revealed, not only last year as it was proposed, but when it was revealed this week as being the rule, what did you immediately think of as somebody who looks at the state's economy at this news? What did you immediately think of?
Well, of course, my immediate reaction is there is no doubt this is going to be even more downward pressure on coal, and it's going to cause a lot more economic hardship for our state in addition to all the hardship we've already endured over the last several years.
But certainly in your economic crystal ball, as you have given the economic forecast to the state and to lawmakers, to the governor, you've seen this coming.
No, absolutely. My office just released a forecast for long-term coal production back in May. We actually took into account the proposed version of the Clean Power Plan, which was still pretty similar to what we saw released yesterday. And we've already accounted for well, we provided a scenario that lays out what we expect to happen if the Clean Power Plan is introduced or implemented, if it's not implemented. So we've already been thinking about it a lot.
What do you expect?
Well, we think that coal, absent the Clean Power Plan, we think that coal is going to settle at somewhere between 95 and 100 million tons. And that's down already more than one-third from where it was just in 2007 or 2008. And if the Clean Power Plan is implemented according to the proposed rules, then we think it's going to fall additionally down to maybe around 80 million tons. So that's an additional 20% drop from where we are now, in addition to a tremendous drop already. Now, the plan that was released yesterday was a little bit more stringent than what was in the proposal, but it's still in the same ballpark.
Mm-hmm. What does it mean for jobs?
It means more losses in coal jobs, and those jobs are, you know, are typically good-paying jobs. But the suffering isn't isolated just to the coal industry or just to coal workers, because those coal workers are spending money at the local mall or the movie theater or the restaurant. So that's even less demand for those kind of support businesses or related businesses in the community. So it's, you know, even more hardship for West Virginia.
This week, in his announcement that Alpha Natural Resources is filing for Chapter 11 bankruptcy, Alpha's president, Kevin Crutchfield, said, "We should not think of the coal industry in the past tense." And Governor Tomlin agreed with that statement. It is not in the past tense. Is it?
No, it's not. I mean, like I say, in our forecast, under our least optimistic scenario, we still thought coal production was going to be 80 million tons. And that's still a lot of coal, and that's still important to our economy. It's just we're basing this off of the benchmark that we saw the recent high in 2007 or 2008. But 80 million tons is still an important component of our economy. I mean, the bottom line is coal is still going to be used in electric power generation as part of the base load. That's going to be the case with the Clean Power Plan. Without, there's still going to be some coal out there. Coal is still going to be exported overseas. One of the really interesting parts of this picture is that coal demand is actually rising worldwide, especially in places like China and India, those very large, very rapidly growing economies. And we're fulfilling some of that worldwide demand. So we're still going to be exporting coal. And of course, we still have, industrial uses, right? We still have the uses for metallurgical coal in steel and other industries, and especially a lot of the production in southern West Virginia is that metallurgical coal. So it's still going to be there. It just looks bad compared to that 2007 benchmark.
How about the natural gas sector? How does that look?
Natural gas looks good in the long run. As you probably know, natural gas prices have fallen a lot in recent years, and they've been especially low over the last 6 months or so. And so production growth in West Virginia has really flattened out over the last 6 months. But the thing is, natural gas, we don't have the infrastructure in place to get natural gas to everywhere that it needs to be right now. And as we enhance this infrastructure to get natural gas out to where it needs to be, then we're going to continue to see more very healthy production growth over the longer term, even though there may be something of a of a slowing down over a couple of years. Mm-hmm. But long term, very positive.
And when you say infrastructure, you mean the pipelines that have been proposed.
I mean pipelines, and I also mean the process of liquefying natural gas to export it to Europe. Because as you know, in Europe, prices are probably four times as high as they are in America. So if we can enhance the technology and our ability to liquefy the natural gas to send it over to Europe, that's another big part of the long term picture.
Mm-hmm.
One thing that that people seem to be very interested in when I talk around the state is the fact that coal is being hit by a perfect storm. It's not just the regulatory climate, right? I mean, we have at least three major factors that are hurting coal. One is the regulatory climate. That's a really important factor, and that deserves attention. But just the natural gas boom, naturally, in a basic free market economy, the natural gas boom is going to lead to some downward pressure on coal as natural gas gets so much more affordable. And we also have these very stringent geographic challenges in West Virginia, in southern West Virginia. Southern West Virginia coal is a lot deeper in the ground now, or what's left is a lot deeper in the ground, and it's harder to mine, it's harder to extract. We see lower productivity numbers in southern West Virginia. So southern West Virginia coal is at a cost disadvantage compared to northern West Virginia or Illinois mm-hmm. or Wyoming or Australia. All these things are coming together to hurt coal in West Virginia, not just the regulatory climate.
I don't want to go all political on you, but it will be a presidential election year in 2016. Mm-hmm. Let's just say a president is elected, and this president wants to do away with this clean power plan completely, wants to ease regulations around coal mining. Mm-hmm. Would coal mining come back if that happened?
That's what I mean. We have a lot of downward pressure on coal, and it's not just the regulatory climate. If your scenario happened, it would help coal, that no doubt about it. But the cost disadvantages that we see from just geologic challenges in southern West Virginia, that's not going away because of some policy in Washington. Those challenges are there and they're permanent. We've seen these lower productivity numbers for close to a decade now. Has nothing to do with the regulatory climate. And also the natural gas boom and the incentive that a lot of electric generators have to switch to natural gas or at least to use natural gas for more of a peak load generation, that has nothing to do with the regulatory climate as well, or at the very least it has relatively little to do with the regulatory climate. So coal would come back to some extent under that scenario, but there's no way that would cause it to go back to 2008 levels. We have too many factors at play.
John Deskins, thank you very much.
Thanks for having me. Great to be on.
West Virginia Morning is a production of West Virginia Public Broadcasting, which is solely responsible for its content. Keep up with all the latest West Virginia news throughout the day on our website, wvpublic.org. Support for our news bureaus comes from Shepherd University, West Virginia University, Marshall University, and Concord University. Our producer is Ashton Mara. Our director is Teresa Wills. I'm Beth Voorhees.